Well, welcome to Shell's 3 Cents, and I am Michelle Murray, your host. And I am so thankful that every single one of you decided to tune in today. Well, today, what I want to talk to you about is REBT, or some people say REB, but it's all acronym for Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy. So a lot of times when people go to my website and they're looking through my coaching page, they see that one of my credentials is in the Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy, also known as REBT. Well, really, you know, the bottom line is it's a type of cognitive behavioral therapy, but people always say, well, what is it? You know, it sounds so intimidating. What is it? You know, and again, the bottom line is it's a type of cognitive behavioral therapy that really just helps my clients change some irrational beliefs, some irrational feelings, some irrational thoughts. You know, one of the things that the experts have discovered through the years is that people are actually not disturbed by things, but rather by their view of things. Okay? And so that's the fundamental assertion of rational emotive behavior therapy. Okay? The way that people feel is largely influenced by how they think. You know, and that's true. I always tell people, I've told my son, whether it's real or imagined, perception is reality. You know, and that's very true. Perception is reality. When people hold irrational beliefs about themselves or the world, problems can result. So the goal of the REBT is to help people alter these illogical beliefs and these negative thinking patterns in order to overcome psychological problems and mental distress. Okay? And, you know, I just want to throw in here that rational emotive behavior therapy was one of the very first types of cognitive therapies. One of the very first types of cognitive therapies, and it has shown over time that it works. It works. And typically there's something called the ABC model that if you interact with me or anybody else that's trained in this, that we'll use the ABC model to assist you, right? To assist you. Because one of the things is, you know, again, people mistakenly blame external events for unhappiness, but that's just their interpretation of these events, okay? It's just their interpretation, but that interpretation is what lies at the heart of the psychological distress, right? So, again, we use the ABC model. So A is going to be our activating event. Something happens in the environment around you. So we have an activating event. And then B will be the beliefs, because you hold a belief about that event or that situation. And then C will be the consequence. C is the consequence. You have an emotional response to your belief. Okay, so we have an activating event, then, you know, whatever that situation is, and then your belief, whatever you think about that situation, and then the consequence, which is actually just your emotional response, okay? And the events and situations that people encounter throughout life are only one piece of the puzzle. In order to understand the impact of, you know, such events, it is also essential to look at the beliefs people hold about these experiences as well as the emotions that arise as a result of those beliefs. Okay? And so, in order to, I guess, better understand how REBT looks, it's really important to take a really close look at the process. So that's why I'm talking to you about the process. And one of the biggest components is to identify irrational thought patterns and beliefs. Okay, the very first step in the process is to identify the underlying irrational thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that lead to psychological distress. In many cases, these irrational beliefs are reflected as absolutes, as in, you know, I must, I should, or I cannot. You know, and some of the most common irrational beliefs include things like feeling excessively upset over other people's mistakes or misconduct. Okay. Also, maybe believing that you must be 100% competent and successful in everything that you do to be valued and worthwhile. You know, maybe, you know, another common irrational belief is believing that you will be happier if you avoid life's difficulties or challenges. You know, you just avoidance. You don't confront anything. You don't deal with it head on. And then another one belief that we found to be common is the feeling that you have no control over your own happiness. Okay? That your contentment and joy are dependent on all the external forces, but not you. Okay? And that's an irrational belief. Holding any of these unyielding beliefs makes it almost impossible to respond to activating situations in a psychologically healthy way. Possessing such rigid expectations of ourselves and others, let me tell you, it only leads to disappointment, regret, recrimination, there's a word for you, recrimination, and anxiety. That's all, just all that negative energy, that's what it leads to. But what we do in our ABT is we challenge the irrational beliefs, okay? Once these underlying feelings have been identified, the next step is to challenge the mistaken beliefs. And in order to do this, what I do with my clients and anybody's training is what I do with their clients is dispute the beliefs using very direct and, let's face it, even confrontational methods, okay? Instead of just being warm and supportive, we're going to be blunt. We're going to be honest. We're going to be logical in order to push people toward changing their thoughts and behaviors. Okay? We're not going to just, you know, sing, ooh, kumbaya, that's good, you had a thought. No, no, we're going to be blunt and honest. And we're going to push you toward changing those, they're limiting thoughts, right? We're going to push you toward changing those things. And we're going to work on gaining some insight into, you know, things, some of the causation here so that we can change the behavior. Okay? And as you can probably guess, it can be a daunting process for the client. You know, facing irrational thought patterns can be difficult. Okay? It can be difficult. Especially because accepting these beliefs as unhealthy, it's far from easy, okay? It's far from easy, especially if you've grown up in a house where this is normal behavior or you've just held the behavior for so long you've come to think it's okay. No, it can be tough. It can really be tough. This process can be challenging. Now, you know, it's perfectly normal to feel upset whenever you make a mistake, right? But we want you to respond rationally to such situations. It's not the end of the world. You don't need to go, you know, beat yourself up or, you know, anything like that. We guide you toward a rational response. So what we would do in that situation, let's say you overreact when you make a mistake, you're extremely upset versus just being upset. So when faced with this type of situation in the future, we try to get you to see that the emotionally healthy response would be to realize that it is not realistic to expect success in every single endeavor. It's not. Believe me, I've had tons and tons of failure. I make mistakes. Things don't work out, but you learn from it and you grow, right? You make a mistake and that's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. All you can do is learn from the situation and move on. Now, REBT uses cognitive strategies, but it focuses on emotions and behaviors, okay? It focuses on emotions and behaviors as well. In addition to identifying and disputing irrational beliefs, coaches like me, or even maybe, you know, even if you went to see a licensed therapist who's trained in this, will work together with the client to target the emotional responses that accompany these problematic thoughts, okay? Clients are encouraged to change unwanted behaviors using strategies like journaling and guided imagery and meditation. You know, we develop lots of ways and give our clients lots of tools to change these unwanted behaviors. But listen, rationally emotive behavior therapy, RABT, it can definitely be quite effective in the treatment of a wide range of psychological disorders, even things like anxiety and phobias, okay? And it can absolutely help to manage specific behaviors, things like shyness and approval seeking and just a wide range of things. So, you know, even for those of us that think we have great behavioral skills and lots of tools, you know, even we can benefit from some RABT therapy. So if you're curious, if you'd like to try it out, if you think you may have some limiting beliefs and behaviors that you'd like to work on, you know, reach out to me. Send us an email. Give us a call. We'll get you scheduled. The link to my calendar is on the website, and we'll get you scheduled for a virtual appointment. Currently not seeing anyone in person, but I'm still doing virtual appointments. And again, I just wanted to thank you for tuning in, and thank you to everybody who asked the question, what in the world is RABT? Because I think lots of people have that question. But everybody have a good night, and thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.